Adulting is a roller coaster of really high highs, low lows, and everything in between. If you are in the thick of this ride and changing your mind every 2 seconds about whether you are enjoying it or not, you're in the right place. Every 2 weeks, join the Adulting Out Loud hosts as we talk through our experiences as certified adults, offering each other encouragement, inspiration, and a good laugh. We hope to leave you feeling refreshed and ready to face everything adulting has in store for you. Thanks for listening.
Hi, guys. Welcome to another episode of Adulting Out Loud. I'm Yvonne, and I'm joined with my other co-host. Hi, Yunia.
Hi, Yvonne.
Hi, Caro.
Hi, Yvonne.
And today, we're talking about adulting and dating. Let me tell you guys, dating is quite diverse in this time and season, and for our age group, it's something that we get unsure about dating. Yes. How to go about it. Our experiences are so different. So yeah. Girls, what would you say was the perfect date that you've ever been to? Carol?
Well, I'm here thinking, is there a perfect date for me? One of the firsts, actually, I didn't think it was planned, but he had been like texting and we had been talking. So then he asked if we could meet for a date. So yeah, I remember not even preparing, preparing. It was just easy. What I liked about it is because it was easy and no expectations, but more like, you know, just meeting with a friend over a chat and just have a conversation. We met at Centenary Park. Centenary Park.
It has so many restaurants and stuff.
Yeah, restaurants and gardens. So I like that it was really calm and that he wasn't really pushy on anything. It was just a nice conversation, getting to know him, because we hadn't even met in person. So that was the first time.
My God.
Exactly.
Wow.
I don't know this story. So it was like a blind date.
Yeah. I think he got my number. We had gone at a Focus Sister camp. I don't know how he got my number. So he was texting and writing me messages. So we were talking, and then we decided we should meet. And so we met at Centenary Park. It was good, really. It wasn't like perfect or perfection, but I liked the conversation, and
I think I was in high school then.
Wow.
And until today. Yes. And I went for a date with this person only once, but in my head, it still remains the perfect date.
Tell us what this charmer did.
Because I know he put so much effort into it. You won't believe it. It wasn't even about the charm or anything. Number one, I liked him because he was spiritual. He was Catholic. Deep Catholic. So we met in a Catholic rally, a city rally. We had a good chat, and then he asked me out during the holidays, can we go out? I'm telling you, he came with a handwritten card.
Oh, wow.
That I held on to for so long. It wasn't a timushi mushi or anything. It was actually more of inspirational. And then we went out for lunch, not in a bougie place. Like, he took me to a chips and chicken joint in town. Mm-hmm. But the conversation was perfect. Like, we talked about everything. Football, politics, what? And I like that he was easy to talk to. Mm-hmm. After lunch, you guys won't believe where he took me. Mm-hmm. Kenya Archives. Yeah, you must know where Kenya Archives is.
I say, Yvonne, how is that perfect date?
I'm sure you've never been there. I'm sure you've never been inside.
So what were you checking out? I have not been inside. Yes, but I imagine it's just like...
Many people have never been inside. It's not paperwork. No, that's the
books.
Thing. It's more or less like an art gallery.
Oh, really? Okay.
And he knew, it's like he'd been there before. So he'd be the guide, like explaining to me, now this is this. This was taken during what? I was so impressed.
You could not believe it.
I was so very impressed. Okay. Like for me, that was a perfect date because there were no awkward moments. He didn't struggle. Mm. He made me so comfortable and he took me into the most unexpected place. And I can't believe how much fun I had.
Wow.
Weird, but yeah, that was perfect.
It's actually like, not weird. No, it's actually not weird. Okay, apart from the Kenya Archives part.
I know, and I keep telling people that, but for me, that even was the best part. Like, who takes anyone there?
No one. Apart from Yvonne's high
school. Apart from Yvonne's date.
My perfect date was actually also like that. I like simple dates. I like, I'm not a dinner person, dress up person. I like simple dates. So my perfect date was actually a first date for me also. It was the first time I'd ever been to a date. And we just took a walk around our neighborhood.
I remember that story. Yeah.
You do? I really loved that date, you guys. It was like really nice. We took a walk and then I think at the end of the walk we had ice cream at the neighborhood ice cream parlor. There used to be an ice cream parlor near home. So we had ice cream, then walked back home. It was, you guys, there was like really nothing to eat other than conversation. Like, so we talked. We had ice cream, got to know each other. It was nice. I loved the simplicity of it.
Yeah.
I loved just how excited I was going for this date. It was like a first date. So yeah. I was really excited. But it was so easy. I think I had a t-shirt. I even remember the clothes I had on. I was looking cute, but cute in like a kind of way. I had a t-shirt on and some pants. Like I just felt really, really good. Really good. It was a cool casual date. And that's how dates with that guy were actually. They were always like so laissez-faire and so chill, which was nice. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yes, so now, I think.
Let's do the reverse.
Mm-hmm. The worst.
And yes, the worst, the weirdest dating story.
Yvonne, what's your funniest?
No, this is the funny thing. I don't have a funny story. I just have a disappointing one. And it's not disappointing like, you know, it was weird or anything. I think it was disappointing because I really, really liked this guy. We are both in campus. He was in a different campus from I. So we've agreed we're meeting at this time somewhere. I didn't even know where he was taking me. And that I remember even what I dressed in. Like, that's how crazy, in quotes, I was about this person. Then I go, I reach our meeting point. He's not even there. I waited like for 30 minutes.
Please tell me he hadn't came.
He came.
Okay, fair.
But he hadn't even prepared. Like, he was like, oh my, it was today. Imagine.
What?
Anyway, so he came. Now, this I think is the most disappointing thing. We walked from that point, it was still in town, to another side of town. But before we got there, he's like, wait, I have to withdraw the cash that we are going to spend. I was so mad. Like, oh my God.
No, don't do that.
Like, he went to an M-Pesa. And then, I think even what made me more angry is the amount he was withdrawing.
You saw. Why were you there standing waiting to see how much he's withdrawing?
I don't know. He withdrew 200 shillings. Oh my God.
Yvonne.
What is 200? What is the equivalent of that? What is the equivalent in Ugandan shillings?
It's less than 10k.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know why I was so mad? Because, by the way, I'm one. You know, I'm like Caro. I'm that one person who goes to dates with money, and I'm the kind that doesn't mind. Like, hey, by the way, Yvonne, I'm really broke. Like, do you mind even covering this time? You know, it was as easy as saying that, and I would have paid for both our meals or something like that. But you know, now when you withdraw such an amount and you're not even asking for help, it means you're limiting. In case I wanted to eat something and I was really hungry, I can't because I've seen.
The problem was you. Why did you stand there to see how much he's withdrawing?
But I was there. Like, he was like, let's stand here. Let's stop here. I withdrew cash. Like, where else was I supposed to go?
So what did you order?
He knew I liked chips masala, so he ordered for me chips masala.
Okay, at least he was thoughtful.
But for some weird reason, that day, they just tasted so wrong. I don't know, maybe I was angry or
you
something.
You just had beef, that is all that you could eat.
And I felt like he didn't even put effort into it and stuff. You know, like,
yeah.
For me, that was just so disappointing. And I remember days later, we were hanging out with our friends also. But we weren't, like, you know, like, exclusive or anything. We were hanging out with other friends. And there's this other guy who we were really close with. Yeah, but there was nothing. If anything, he was dating my cousin, but people didn't know. People used to think like he has the hots for me, but no. I'd introduced him to my cousin and they were dating, but we were really tight. So we were hanging out a lot and he'd come. This now date guy would come and interrupt. Like he doesn't want to see me with anybody else.
But then you're here spending 200 shillings on me. No.
Thank you. So my friend, one of my girlfriends was like, you know what? It's about time you ask this guy what he wants with you because he acts like he's interested sometimes when there are crowds and stuff like that. But when you're together, the way he prepares for you guys to meet up and stuff, it's just weird and, you know, disappointing and everything. Anyway, I did, and he didn't have an outright answer. And so he planned for another date for us to discuss those issues, and I never showed.
That you did, like, you asked Yvonne. I can't, like, you asked.
Yeah.
Oh Lord.
I asked. I actually did ask. Like, you know, when people go, like, would you ever ask somebody if they're really into you?
As
a girl, I'm like, yes, me, you won't take me around in circles, you know.
You won't take me around in circles, but I won't ask. Like, I will find other ways of knowing. If I'm just not finding out, I'll just let it go. I'll just be like, whatever.
Yes, I asked. He didn't have an outright answer. He was like, why are you asking? What? But then he used to call me so sweetly. Like, I think he's the one person who used to call me something that would be like, give me the wobblies. Like, ooh, nobody ever calls me that, you know. So I was really into him. And I think everybody knew it.
Yeah, and he knew it.
And he knew it. But now the funny thing is, when I started actually dating Edu, for real, he was all over us. Like, now he wants in. He'd tell my friends now he's ready, he's sure, he's what. So anyway, it was so disappointing. Like, that was the most disappointing date. I didn't expect, not from him anyway, so...
These people that we crush on and be thinking they're all that, just reach there and they're like, what is this?
I know.
So there was this guy in our class who I had a mad crush on. Like, he was cute, he had an old soul, he had like an old style. Like, his dressing was not the conventional dressing. It was different. And then he was quiet and mysterious, and he would always come in late to class and leave like right before the lecturer ends. Like, he was just dope. He was dope. So we used to crush on him. Me and some friend of mine who was in the same hostel as him. And so she used to tell me, hey, Junia, you think he's dope in class? You need to see him at hostel. He's like dope and all those things. Anyway, so I had a mad crush on him. So somehow, I don't even know how then we ended up talking, because I had never said a word to him, like nothing. Somehow we ended up talking, and then he ended up inviting me for a date. Can you imagine? Anyway.
Aww.
I know. And I'm trying to remember, how did we end up talking? I think maybe we ended up in a same discussion group or something like that. So we became like friends, whatever. So he ended up inviting me for a date. So I go for that date. You guys, this guy was not as cool as he looked. We went to, so I was in the main campus, Macquarie University. So our date, we went to Wandegea. Yes, we went to Wandegea. Wandegea is like a area around there nearby. And I think we went to either Tipsy or Chicken Tonight, Carol. One of those two. So we go.
Yeah.
We go. And then the conversation was just weird. His English was off. I don't know why I had never noticed that his English is off. I mean, we had been in the same discussion group, I think. I think that's how we actually got to talking. But anyway, just the conversation was strained. Do you know a strained conversation? Mm? And then the English was just off. I was just not having fun. It was crowded. We had gone for dinner. So it was, and you know how those joints are during that time. It's usually like crowded and busy. And anyway, and then I think after that, he walked me back to my room. But I was just like, I am never doing this again. This guy is not cool. He is so fake. It was the worst date ever, you guys. Like, have you ever been underwhelmed? The way I was excited going for that date. Hey, I'm
so
underwhelmed. Then I reach there and I'm like, what's happening? What's happening here? What's this? It was so fake. I think for me, it was just like, we're just not connecting. It was just fake. And I think he was an avoider, because I think after that date, you're supposed to, like, I don't know, text, call, what, nothing.
Follow up or something. Yeah.
Silence until the next time we're meeting in class. What the hell? Okay, maybe I was also fake on his end. I don't know.
Yeah.
But nothing. And then we're meeting in class and like, hey, hi, how are you? And then it's awkward and weird. As in, I was just like, yuck. So yeah, that was it. That for me is the funniest, because I laugh about it now. It's the funniest, and it's also the worst date I've ever been to, that one.
That's funny.
Carol. Yeah. I think my funniest and the worst was... when was that? I think 2015. So the guy was actually, he was older, really old. Not very old, but...
okay, that's like 50 old.
But now, initially, he did reach me. He contacted me via LinkedIn, like, seriously.
Oh my God, he was old.
Oh my.
He had sent the message and then I ignored. But then after a while, I was like, oh no, it's not good to just, you know, not respond or go quiet. And I think how he got to know about my, I don't know, he probably sent me a friend request on LinkedIn. I think it was linked to my research. So when I saw that, you know, his research areas were kind of linked to my subject. So I was like, okay, maybe he has, like, maybe there are things I could learn from, you know. So that's how I accepted the request. So I wrote back just to, you know, acknowledge receipt of the message. And then he sent back another one saying, okay, I would like to take you out on a date. So would you be open to that? And so I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. So I did tell two of my friends about this. Yeah. And I just told them about this guy reaching out and that he wants to go out on a date, because I was feeling like I needed to be respectful and just say no or ignore, but in a respectful way. So I just reached out to a friend to see if really what I was planning to do was right. So I was hoping, well, I'll say yes to dinner or for lunch and that's fine. And so one of my friends told me, why not, Cara? I mean, you should. And then, tell him what you think. But I think you should not ignore him. And just don't block the person. Yeah, I remember it was one dark winter evening. And so he suggested a restaurant. And no, in this culture, like, it's not that you expect the guy to foot all the bills. It's 50-50. So I wrote back to say, so which restaurant pending, and I would like to know what the costing is for that restaurant so I can be prepared, yeah? And then he was like, no, I'll take care of that. We went to dinner, and oh, wow, that whole evening, like, it was 1 hour and a half, maybe 2 hours.
I remember.
And he was just drinking the whole time. Like
drinking?
Drinking beer.
Oh my God.
And then I think he got drunk. He got drunk and then he was, you know, like talking disconnected stuff, like talking about his grandparents, like, I was just like, what kind of date is this? So, like, there was, like, really, I could not connect the conversation. Oh, I was just, like, looking on. So, after a while, then I remember telling him, you know, I think I'll have to go back. I'll have to go back to uni. It's late. So, he was like, oh, can we meet again over the weekend? Cycling. I like cycling. Would you be open to that? And I was like, no, I'm not. And I said, no, I don't think I want
to. You didn't even miss words.
No. So I didn't miss anything. So for me, that was the chance to just tell him that you actually, but I don't think we should, or I want to pursue this. So, but I wanted to tell you in person. And yeah, and then he was okay, fine. And he had a gift for me.
Oh, Carol. He was so kind.
I know, yeah. So he had these gloves. You know, winter gloves, yeah? Leather.
Wow.
Nice. So he gave me those.
Did you accept? Or were you like, oh, I can't accept this?
Of course, now.
No, I accepted them. It wasn't a very good day. So it was weird.
He was just drinking. And then you know they're stuck with like another person. But so it's the drinking and the texting me on LinkedIn.
Exactly. Yes, those two.
That's so funny. But
he was so kind.
I know.
But he was kind and nice. So that's why I felt, well, I just don't want to block this person, or I can as well meet for dinner and let's talk. But then we didn't really talk because he was drunk.
He was drinking.
So guys, thank you for listening. Just taking us down memory lane. Maybe you can tell us your experiences too. Share with us what have been your dating experiences. Would be excited to hear what you guys have to say about adulting and dating. You can find us on Instagram as Adulting Out Loud. You can find us on Facebook, and let's keep the conversation going.